American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Protecting American values faster than Democrats can defend felons and illegal terrorist gang members. No traveling to Central American countries required.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
According to a new analysis from the Fair Fight Action Group and the Black Voters Matter Fund, which are two left-wing activist groups.
Okay.
Okay, don't get me
wrong. I
haven't
heard of either one of them, but okay.
They say the Republicans could gain nearly 200 state legislative seats across the South if the United States Supreme Court guts what they claim it guts, a key provision of the Voting Rights Act, specifically Section 2. Now, you know that in the South, of course, I mean, that would be tremendous in terms of dealing a blow to the Democratic Party altogether. I mean, not just at the state level, but at the federal level as well, because to the extent that more and more Republicans gain seats in these legislative houses and state senates, I mean, that's going to affect politics, party politics, for a generation.
Well, the whole idea of minority-majority districts has affected party politics for the last three generations. This started really with after the Voting Rights Act and interpretations of it. And the Supreme Court said, well, in order to fix past racial discrimination and past Jim Crow, we now have to have current discrimination. We have to have these minority-majority districts. You have to be judging people based on the color of their skin, and that's how we get people like Sheila Jackson Lee getting into Congress until she passed away.
And let me rephrase that. That's called court-mandated racial map-making.
Yeah.
Right? And so there are a lot of folks—
Look, it's wrong.
No, it is wrong.
The Constitution says the state legislatures get to choose how their maps are drawn, and the Declaration of Independence says we are all created equal. So why are we judging people on something as superficial as skin tone? And by the way, this I will argue that minority-majority districts have actually been bad for Black Americans. And here's why. It's not just that, I mean, yes, you get some more Black congressmen than you otherwise would have. But what you also get was that for 40 years, maybe 50 years, the Democrat Party has taken the Black vote for granted. Is the Black community better off today in America than it was in 1964? Is it really better off? You've got less intact families. You've got a higher percentage of poverty. You've got less business ownership. There used to be more entrepreneurs in Black America than there was in white America in the 1960s. This whole idea of racial gerrymandering has gotten it to where the Democrat Party takes the Black vote for granted, doesn't actually do anything to help Black Americans, and the Republicans have gone, look, it doesn't matter what I do or say, they're going to vote for the Democrat anyway, so why should I bother even trying to go to the inner city?
So the
Black Americans are abandoned by both parties.
Well, the assumption is that Black voters, and for a lot of folks on the left, that Black voters are entitled to their, quote, their districts. I don't know what that means.
So Democrats, are white people entitled to their districts? Wouldn't that be, if you say that?
No, I'm not saying that's right.
No,
certainly is not right.
But see, that's how you can figure out if something's racist or not. Just flip the words. So if you say Black people are entitled to their districts, their representatives. Well, if you say white people are entitled to their representatives and we can't have any Black people in that, isn't that racist?
Well, I bring all of this up because of the Louisiana v. Calais case.
One of the most important Supreme Court cases. After Dobbs, maybe the most important Supreme Court case in our time.
It does, because it centers on Louisiana's congressional map. But everyone understands that the stakes go far beyond just one state. If the Supreme Court rules that Section 2 cannot be used to force racial gerrymandering, then the entire political landscape of southern state legislatures, well, that could change dramatically.
And what's more is you put Eric Holder out of a job. Eric Holder was the attorney general under Barack Obama, and I still contend he's the most racist attorney general we've had since perhaps the 1920s. And after he got out of the attorney general's office, he has made it his job to sue every Republican state he could over their congressional maps, trying to say you've got to have this isn't racially gerrymandered enough. The reason the state of Louisiana is dealing with this lawsuit in the first place is because Eric Holder's been going, we got to sue all the Republican states.
No, but
that's how you get here.
But you're right. It has not been good for black voters. And part of the reason why that is that, you know, when you are drawing districts based on race, it does exactly what the civil rights movement fought against. It treats people not as Americans, but as categories. It assumes black voters think alike, vote alike, that they must be herded together to achieve the proper political outcome. That is patronizing at best. It is racist at worst. And
it assumes that black people have a different value system than white people who live in the same town.
No, it does. So basically what this does, if the Supreme Court upholds or, I guess, rules against racial gerrymandering, it's going to restore the fundamental American principle that citizens are individuals, not demographic units. The Constitution does not guarantee proportional representation by race. Where does it say that? Show me where does it say that? What it does is it guarantees equal protection under the law. That's a very critical difference that the left deliberately blurs.
And what's interesting is it's constitutional amendments that were put into the Constitution after the abolition of slavery that the state of Louisiana is saying is incompatible with the Voting Rights Act. It's the actual constitutional amendments that made black people citizens equal to everybody else in this country that they're using to say, this doesn't match up with the Voting Rights Act, which, by the way, LBJ said he was going to put into place, Lyndon B. Johnson said he was going to put these policies into place so that he could get these, and he used a word that, one, not only can I not use, a word I would not ever use, to describe them, and said we will get these people to vote for us for the next 100 years.
And as offensive as that is, just think about how offensive of an assumption it is to say that without racial gerrymandering, black lawmakers cannot win elections. I mean, that is not just wrong, it's insulting. And what it suggests, it more than suggests, that black candidates are incapable of winning multiracial coalitions. And of course, look at history. History proves them otherwise.
Completely
proves
wrong.
It all them all incorrect.
Just recent history. Mia Love in Utah, predominantly white state. She was black. Tim Scott, South Carolina. Byron Donalds in Florida. Wesley Hunt in Texas. I think Wesley Hunt is.
How about Barack Obama?
Well, that's a great point. Barack Obama was elected president of the United States, and a majority of the people who voted for him were white.
No, Wesley Hunt. You were saying Wesley Hunt. He's a great example out of the Houston area.
Right. So his current district is majority white. He was elected to Congress as a Republican, and I think he's going to be the next senator for the state of Texas. And that's a plurality white state.
So this is good news. It's good news for federalism. It's good news for equal treatment under the law. It's good news for the South being, you know, finally able to govern itself without Washington, you know, influencing their voting districts.
But not just the South, the entire country. We've got to start judging people by the color, by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the FBI has arrested four people and is charging them with planning a New Year's Eve bombing in California. The four people were part of what's being called the Turtle Island Liberation Front. The group is pro-Palestinian, anti-capitalist, and promotes overthrowing the United States government through violent means. All four, two men and two women, were arrested in the Mojave Desert while trying to detonate one of their homemade bombs as a test. A court filing said the plan contemplated planting backpacks with IEDs or improvised explosive devices to be simultaneously detonated at five locations targeting two U.S. companies at midnight on New Year's Eve, December 2025, in the Central District of California.
See, I mean, this is what you get when you let folks into the country that you don't even know who they are. And you not only let people into the country, but you don't know who got into the country.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the FBI and local law enforcement are still looking for the person responsible for murdering two students at Brown University and injuring nine others. The gunman began shooting inside a classroom at Brown University on Saturday as students were taking final exams. It's not clear how the shooter got into the building and the classroom, and it's not clear how he got out. The FBI had arrested a suspect over the weekend, but it turns out they had the wrong person and soon released him. The FBI has now released a video of the shooter walking away from the scene, but the individual's face is not visible in the footage.
I think that there are folks in that classroom that know more about what this individual shouted. I know it's rumor and perhaps innuendo at this point, but at the same time, they need to be more transparent, but I understand it's an ongoing investigation.
And third thing you need to know before tomorrow, producer, director, and actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Reiner were murdered in their home over the weekend. Emergency responders found the couple dead from stab wounds. The Reiners' daughter, Romy, reportedly told police that a family member should be the main suspect and that he was dangerous. Police later announced they had arrested the Reiners' middle son, Nick, and charged him with murder. Nick Reiner has struggled with drug addiction since he was a teenager and was the inspiration for Reiner's movie Being Charlie, about a drug addict's struggle with rehab.
Yeah, you know, just sad all the way around. There's not a political angle here that should be made whatsoever.
Yeah, no, it's a terrible tragedy and very sad to see it. We've got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Hey. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know that attack in Bondi Beach in Australia?
Yeah, when basically it was two Muslim extremists who shot and killed 15 Jewish Hanukkah celebrators. People are celebrating Hanukkah out on the beach, trying to enjoy that time together with family and friends. And they were murdered by a father and son, I believe, from Pakistan. I think that's where they immigrated from. An awful, awful massacre.
You know, and I was thinking about this as I was watching the news being reported. And even though technically it's a little different, here you saw, again, a good guy with the gun stopping a bad guy with a gun.
Well, no, you had a good guy without.
No. He took the gun.
Oh, he took the gun from the bad guy. Okay,
and then he held the guy.
Yeah.
At bay.
Yeah.
And basically captive until the authorities could get there.
But he had to go wrestle. I mean, he had at risk to wrestle that gun away from the assailant. He's lucky. He's not dead, because in Australia, you're not allowed to have guns. And here's what's so frustrating about this whole thing. Australia in 1996 did a mandatory gun buyback program. So if you had a gun, you had to sell the gun back to the government, and then they destroy the guns. And Hillary Clinton said, hey, that's a great idea. We should try that here. And Barack Obama said, hey, that's a good idea. We should do that
sure,
here. And Joe Biden said, hey, that's a good idea. We should try that here. And after this murder this weekend, When Australians aren't allowed to have guns, you know what the prime minister, the leftist prime minister of Australia said? We need more gun laws. They've already bought everybody's guns, and they want to do more gun laws? What do you want to do? How much more on the ground do I have to get?
Well, the left would rather people be defenseless than independent. They would rather citizens be compliant than capable. And here you have Bondi Beach, right? Certainly, could something like that happen here in the United States? Of course.
It happens all the time.
I mean, especially in places of worship. Lots of churches have been ambushed by a bad guy with a gun.
But since recent years, the churches have realized they need a good guy with a gun. And there have been several instances in recent years when people went to attack a church and the people in the church shot back. And you stopped seeing some attacks on churches after that.
And of course, I'm Catholic. I'm of the Catholic faith.
Right.
And my local parish church has an off-duty police officer present at every Mass.
I am Protestant, and we have the same thing. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, what was your reaction to Rob Reiner's murder?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said...
And joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netterville. I want to start by saying there are two of my favorite movies of all time were Rob Reiner movies. When Harry Met Sally is one of them.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
The Princess Bride.
Oh.
Absolutely. I will watch either one of those films if they come on at any time. I will watch them every time.
Yeah.
He was also in Sleepless in Seattle. I will watch that anytime.
Yeah.
So there's stuff that Rob Reiner has contributed to society that I, as a fan, absolutely enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I've disagreed with his politics, but that really doesn't have anything to do with the murder. Is that right?
No, I'm with you.
Okay.
And of course, we first were introduced to him as Meathead on Archie.
Which was a political sitcom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no way you make that show today.
Right. No doubt. But what's so interesting is it was so true to life for him, because he did become such an advocate for the left and made no bones about his feelings.
His character was a hippie / socialist.
Yeah.
And he's kind of lived his entire life as a hippie / socialist / artist.
And, you know, with him, well, first of all, let me just say, with regard to the question, when I first heard the news, I was devastated for his family.
Right.
I cannot even imagine, because by the time I heard the news, I also heard that it was the son that stabbed them. So I really was very sad for this family. I can't even imagine what they're feeling right now.
Well, and on Instagram, his daughter Romy posted the last picture she took with her dad, they were on apparently vacation at the beach and they were swimming together and she was cuddled up with him on the couch and just a real touching.
Right.
And that's one of the things we've got to remember, that even when we have political opponents, they have family.
Yeah. And he thought about that when Charlie Kirk died. I will say.
He said that.
Before I get to, you know, the other things that's happening today with regard to Trump and what he posted on Truth Social, I will say that that kind of softened me towards him when I saw his response to Charlie Kirk's death.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was loving, kind, human.
Yeah.
To be so decent, even though he disagreed with, you know, all of his, he made sure that was out there that he disagreed with Charlie. He felt so sad and said, this is not the way. This is not the way.
And he has said some really awful things about President Trump in the past. He has 100%. been one of the most vocal critics. Mm-hmm. He doesn't think that President Trump should exist. I mean, he didn't in times, and absolutely hated that President Trump was the president. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. I'm going to read just a couple of these things. This is, you know, well, I'll say I texted my sisters. We have our own thread that we talk with each other throughout the day. And I sent the Truth Social that Trump said. And I said, I really wish that President Trump would have handled this differently today. I was a little uncomfortable. And both Kimberly and Lindsay were like, yeah, man. As the day went on, people started hammering Trump for the way he responded
for the post he did on True Social.
Yes, and I guess we need to read a little bit of that probably.
Yeah, because he came out and said, this is his post: "A sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle. Reportedly, due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. Mm-hmm. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before, may Rob and Michelle rest in peace."
Right. So that's what made me uncomfortable. I was like, dang, I wish he would have risen above. But as the day has gone on,
mm-hmm.
You find out little tidbits, like when Rush Limbaugh died,
mm-hmm.
and the vitriol, the day that he died, that Rob Reiner put out on Twitter.
Right.
And as you alluded to before, he said some horrendous things about Trump. Liar, cheater, rapist, you know, illegitimate, all the things. But Kimberly wrote this back in our thread, and I thought this was so, she said, this is so interesting to me. She said, Trump says, Rob was a jerk, but what a sad way to go. Rest in peace to he and his wife. And the left goes nuts because his tone seemed disingenuous. Even most of us on the right were thinking, wow, you had a moment that you could have shown the left how it should be done. You know, Trump.
Yeah.
Versus pure elation, joy, celebration, dancing in the streets, even Halloween costumes depicting Charlie Kirk's assassination. And the only blowback they had was from those on the right.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see any Halloween costumes of Rob Reiner's murder.
No, absolutely not.
From conservatives. I just don't think it's going to happen.
And, you know, there's no way of knowing this, but, you know, if Trump had passed away in a similar light, who knows what Rob Reiner would have said.
Right.
So what Trump was basically saying is, you know, yeah, the dude, he had some mental illness because of, think about all the things that he lied about, you know, about our side. He, you know, F MAGA,
right.
They're a bunch of a-holes. I mean, like, the list goes on and on. My problem is when anybody dies, especially in a horrific way like that, and it's their son who had drug issues. I mean, the kid was in 18 rehabs by the time he was 22.
Yeah, I don't think this son murdered his parents because of Trump derangement syndrome.
Right, right.
I don't think that was what it was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But anyway, what I was saying was I think that no matter what, we should all be sad when somebody has passed away in such a tragic way like this, and keep that in mind, in the forefront of our mind before political issues.
You are listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune into American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Louis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
It's now available with no artificial flavors, sweetenings, or petroleum-based dyes. It's all natural, harvested on American ground. You're making America smart again, baby.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So another story out there about how Kamala Harris is going to be running for the White House, apparently.
Are you shocked at this?
Well, no, but the stories seem to be just, they seem to be multiplying.
Well, she's got to sell those books. Her book sales are miserable. She went on this book tour. Nobody cared. Nobody bought her books. She's trying to get back and you know, get back up and get the book sales going. And she's trying to get more publicity. So more people might buy her book if she says she's going to run for president again.
No, well, maybe that's part of it. But I do think she has sincere intentions. I don't know what else she's going to do the rest of her life. But Pete Buttigieg, for example.
Yeah.
He's Pete Buttigieg, Gavin Newsom. I mean, we've talked about Gavin Newsom, but Pete Buttigieg is still out there making a lot of noise about how he's going to run, but he's never connected with the Democratic base, and especially not with black voters. Do you know he's only polling about 4% of black voters?
Right.
Kamala Harris, she's polling about 47% with black voters. She does obviously much better with the black demographic. Governor Gavin Newsom, he's polls about 12%. And I talk about black voters here because the Democrat Party used to be able to count on them day in and day out, year in and year out. I mean, no matter what they did, it has changed. Donald Trump has changed the dynamics.
It is changing. The Democrats are still winning the black vote, just not quite as by a large margin as possible. Look, Pete Buttigieg's not going to become the Democrat nominee. There's the poll out. You said he had 4%.
4%.
Okay. People online noted that David Duke, who is an actual KKK member,
but that data
he received 14% of the black vote in the state of Louisiana when he was running for governor.
That was in 2016.
14% versus 4%. Now, a KKK leader actually more popular among black voters than Pete Buttigieg.
But look, you know, Pete Buttigieg, you know, we were always told, you know, oh, he's the smart one. You know, he's got the Ivy League education, and, you know.
But he was awful as a transportation secretary. His only experience before that was the mayor of a mid-sized town.
It doesn't matter. They'll still push him as the smart one. They'll still book him on the Sunday shows.
I'm sorry, but if Democrats think Pete Buttigieg is the smart one, that says more about their intelligence than his.
Well, I mean, if Kamala is their leading candidate, I mean, that's not saying a whole lot, or not very much at all.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
So there's a new poll out by Gallup that focuses on the U.S. healthcare system. And I think they probably did this poll because Democrats made a big issue out of healthcare during the government shutdown that they started, and they didn't get anything for. So they're going to try again, and this is another way of getting it out. So you get Gallup, you do the poll on healthcare, and you publish this, and, everybody's talking about healthcare. All right. Our healthcare system has major problems. It's too expensive both for care and for health insurance. There are too many people working in healthcare whose job has nothing to do with either health or care. It's a bureaucrat-heavy industry, and while most people understand that there's something wrong with the healthcare system, most people are completely clueless about why it's broken, who broke it, and how to fix it. And all of that shows up in this polling. First, when asked, what are the most urgent health problems facing America? The number one answer is cost. 29% say costs are our biggest deal. That's higher, by the way, than the 20% of Americans who thought cost was the number one issue back in 2010 before Obamacare was passed into law. So Obamacare is passed into law. Obamacare is supposed to solve the cost problem. And more Americans think we've got a healthcare cost problem now than we did 15 years ago.
See, well, this is because working? You're manipulating the free market.
That's what Obamacare does.
And right now, I mean, think about it. You don't know what things cost. I mean,
in healthcare, how much does an X-ray, if you have to get an X-ray of your wrist, how much does that cost? Just give me a ballpark.
And you don't care. You don't care. You know why? Because
somebody else is paying for it.
Well, somebody else is paying for it. Yeah. And the way things have evolved, or the healthcare system has evolved in our country, most of us get our health insurance through our employer.
Yeah.
And some employers pay a significant percentage of the premium.
So you never see exactly how much your health insurance costs you.
Well, you
but,
do.
But every every dime your employer is paying is money you don't get in your paycheck.
No.
So you have no idea.
But you know, that's not exactly true. Because you get, if you work for an employer and you are enrolled in their health insurance,
right,
you will get a statement from United Healthcare, for example.
Who reads it?
Well, that's my point. And then if you disagree with what that procedure cost or that test cost,
right?
What do you have any authority or any power? I mean, you're not going to go renegotiate. You don't care because it's no more money coming out of your pocket. You've already paid in terms of the premium.
Well, and the whole cost structure is a lie anyway. Because whatever the hospital says they're charging, they're billing, the insurance company never pays that. They pay like 25% of what's being billed.
So it's all a charade.
It's all a charade. According to this Gallup poll, only 16% of Americans are satisfied with their own health care costs. Again, that's less than the 23% who were satisfied in 2010. So clearly, Obamacare has made the issue of health care worse, and they've made the cost worse. That message, by the way, needs to be repeated again and again and again by Republicans between now and Election Day. Obamacare made health care worse and more expensive. Then Gallup asked, do you think it's the responsibility of the federal government to make sure all Americans have health care coverage, or is that not the responsibility of the federal government? 64% said it's the government's job. They are wrong.
It's the government's job to do what?
To provide health care coverage for all Americans.
As if healthcare is a right.
Right. That is a flat out wrong. That is factually wrong. It's not opinion. It is factually wrong. Go read the Declaration of Independence. Government's job is not to give you health care. It is to secure your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's government's job.
Well, yeah, because if it guarantees the right to health care, then what it's basically guaranteeing is that it will confiscate monies from someone else, which infringes on their rights. And I know a lot of folks say, well, you know, it's just inhuman. You know, I mean, just, you know, these multimillionaires, they can afford to cough up a little bit more.
Slavery
right?
is slavery. If you force someone to do labor without compensating them for them as something is a right, if you have a right to someone else's labor, then they are your slave. And we outlawed slavery in this country. Now, when government did decide it was their job to make sure everybody had health care, they passed Obamacare, and it doubled the cost of health care in America. When government does something it's not supposed to do, it makes it worse every single time. But then the ignorance of Americans about health care and economics shows up in this poll. They asked, which of the following approaches for providing health care in the United States would you prefer, a government-run health care system or a system based mostly on private health insurance? And 48% private insurance, 46% just said government-run health care. Well, look, if you think it's government's job to cover everyone, that's not private insurance. You can't say, I think we should have private insurance and I think government should cover everybody. That makes no sense. And yet we had a significant number of Americans doing that. Most people don't want government-run health care, and there's a good reason for that, because government-run health care makes everything worse. But people don't understand what it is they say they want.
No,
and so politicians give them something that actually makes their lives worse because people think they want it.
No, competition is good. I mean, you know,
yes, like it's essential.
Yes, healthcare is important. Food is important. Housing is important. Transportation is important. And yet competition has made all of those things more accessible,
yep.
more innovative,
yep.
more affordable over time. It's the same with healthcare.
If you want to fix our healthcare system in this country, you have to get the government out of it completely. Just regulate it like any other regular industry and let the private market work. And by the way, as you pointed out, you got to get the employers out of the health insurance benefit too.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven, finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee. If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys are great. I can't turn you guys, I can't turn that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO 990 here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
And this is what happens when you let government influence your business model instead of market conditions or market demand. Well, now Ford, I don't know if you saw this, Ford Motor Company just wrote off $19.5 billion, which was a very expensive lesson for them to learn.
They wrote off 19.19.
They're doing away with their electric or their EV models of the Ford F-150.
Well, they would have burned through that in 3 years' time anyway, because Ford's electric vehicle department, and was it Ford or GM? One of the two was losing $5 billion a year.
It's not just the F-150.
No, no.
It's all electric vehicle production.
They just weren't making money on it.
And look, remember, when Biden took a trip to Dearborn, Michigan, and he drove that truck?
Right.
And then he's like, boy, this sucker's fast. It was one of Ford's F-150.
Right.
They called their EV F-150 Lightning, which is very ironic for Biden to be... driving something called Lightning, because he was hardly fast as lightning. But at the same time, Ford didn't make this decision to go all in into EVs because the consumers demanded it.
No, they did it because Obama demanded it and Biden perpetuated it.
And the Biden administration, remember, declared a war on gas-powered vehicles.
That started with the Obama administration trying to say that carbon dioxide was actually a pollutant, and then allowing the EPA to set fuel efficiency standards that were basically unattainable for most vehicles.
But Ford executives, I think they felt like they were under pressure, regulatory pressure, political pressure, cultural pressure.
But not market pressure. And that's why it failed. Because this wasn't actually what the market wanted.
It was the shareholders at Ford
who
are paying the bill.
Right.
Not the politicians. The Biden administration is never going to be held accountable for the damage that they did. The bureaucrats don't go bankrupt. Corporations do when they don't allow the free market to do its thing.
Yeah.
And then they move on to the next talking point. But in the meantime, the shareholders for Ford... they're going to see a write-off of a loss of almost $20 billion.
You know what we need now? We need a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Well, there are now 18 states across the country that are limiting how SNAP benefits can be spent on junk food. And I think that's a bright spot. The SNAP program... is called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And those, I say all the time, words have meaning all the time. It's supposed to supplement the nutrition. It's supposed to assist people getting nutrition. Look, I love M&Ms, right?
But M&Ms... Yeah, you certainly do.
I do. I love M&Ms. But they aren't nutritious. And I don't pretend that they are. If the money is put into SNAP, and that's supposed to assist people in getting nutrition... then why would we let the money be spent on things that clearly aren't nutritious? Why should SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance, be spent on things like M&Ms. As much as I love M&Ms, that's not what our taxpayer dollars should be doing.
Well, and there are some folks that say, well, this is just an attack on the poor. You know, states limiting what can be bought with SNAP benefits.
It's an attack on the poor. We're giving some free money.
No, but some people say, you know, that they should be able to buy whatever they want to buy. Because, you know, but
with their money, they can buy whatever they want to buy.
I get it.
But when somebody is giving you that money, they get to say how it gets. The federal government does the states all the time. You want money for your educational program? Here are things you have to have in your educational program. If the government does that to other governments, why wouldn't the government do that to people getting government benefits?
But the original mission of the program is
nutrition.
Nutrition assistance, not junk food indulgence. And yet over time, the program has drifted so far from its original purpose that you can use taxpayer dollars to buy soda or candy. And the other part of it is the corruption, because a lot of these vendors of SNAP benefits, you know, whether they're convenience stores or whatnot, they're selling more than just junk food. They're selling things like alcohol and cigarettes. And, you know, so there's a lot more to the restrictions, I think, than meets the eye.
Well, here are the states that have gotten waivers from the FDA to limit SNAP benefits for junk food. It's Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Hawaii, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and West Virginia. Now, this is mostly a red state list, but not exclusively. So you got 13 of the 18 states have Republican trifectas in both houses of the state legislature and the governor. But you also have Hawaii, which is the most leftist state in the union. You also have Colorado, which is also dominated by Democrats. So there is bipartisan support for making America healthy again, at least at the grocery store checkout line. And look, we want to make sure that the money we are spending on social programs are actually doing good and not doing harm. With food assistance, it's hard to argue that we've been doing good when we have so many people who are on the SNAP program who are also morbidly obese. That creates other health problems that we then have to pay for with Medicaid.
And look, you want folks to be off SNAP benefits, not because you don't want to feed folks or you don't want folks, you know, be helped.
You don't want them to have to need it.
But at the same time, if you want to go buy candy or you want to go buy whatever, you know, maybe it's an incentive to try to improve your life. And I know there are a lot of folks that are certainly doing that, but there's some that certainly are not.
Cutting out junk food for SNAP benefits is a bright spot. The fact that it's bipartisan is a bonus.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100. 800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, this evil is right here in our own country.
Okay.
These sleeper cells. We were talking about this earlier. And it truly is. I mean, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy that the Biden administration, with their open border, there are folks that came across that border. We don't even know who they are. And here you're looking at all of these attacks on, you know, the Jews in Australia,
on
in
Christians
terms of
in Germany and France,
exactly.
Yeah,
and this attack in
California,
this attack at Brown University.
Well, perhaps
some say, you know, that it occurred on the first day of Hanukkah.
Yeah,
I mean, and look, the attack here. Some folks say, well, you know, it's not an attack on Christianity because, you know, obviously Jews are being targeted as well. But see, here's the thing. Judaism and Christianity, they represent those tenets of Western ideology.
It's the foundation of Western ideology. Judeo-Christian beliefs, Judeo-Christian philosophy, it's the foundation of Western civilization.
And so when you attack one, you're essentially attacking the other because it's an attack on the West. On what we believe.
And we've got to say whoa.
Whoa, whoa! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
So the U.S. Mint is issuing a new series of coins designed to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the nation's founding. The designs for the half dollar, quarter, dime, and nickel will feature both the dates 1776 and 2026. It's called the Semi-Quincentennial Circulating Coin Program. While the nickel, dime, and half dollar each getting one new design, the quarter will get five new designs. First one features an image of the Mayflower ship and a settler couple. The second has a bust of George Washington with the Revolutionary War soldier. The third features a bust of Thomas Jefferson and the Liberty Bell. The fourth has President James Madison and Independence Hall. And the fifth has Abraham Lincoln and a quote from the Gettysburg Address. The designs will only be minted next year in honor of the semi-quincentennial.
Okay, all right. Sounds pretty cool.
Should be fun. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.